The interior architecture. We're at the start of the nave, just beyond the entrance to the basilica, and we're with Jean-Baptiste Renaud. He is looking back on the history of the basilica.
Notre-Dame de l'Épine obtained the status of parish church in 1458. In the 17th and 18th centuries, the Minim friars served here, and their monastery was to the north of the church. The church's interior was damaged during the Revolution, which not only destroyed statues on the portal outside, but furnishings inside as well. For instance, the bells and railings were melted down. In the 19th century, the church was carefully and patiently restored and refurnished. The title of basilica was given by Pope Pius X in 1914 to the building itself and in recognition of the length of time it had been a pilgrimage site.
Have you noticed how light it is in the basilica? Look up. This Gothic-style church is entirely vaulted with intersecting ribs. Thanks to the flying buttresses, the walls have been replaced by large windows, which is why there is so much light. Let's hear from Jean-Baptiste Renaud.
Unlike the style of the façade, which is quite clearly flamboyant, the nave, which was built first, takes its inspiration from 13th century Gothic architecture. It is an imitation of the large Gothic buildings of the region, in particular Reims Cathedral. They were under pressure to do as good a job as had been done on the great cathedrals built 200 years earlier.
Like Reims Cathedral, it has pillars with four columns. Can you see them? They start from the third pillar onwards. Above them is a triforium, the small gallery that runs round the entire building, just beneath the large windows.
The beauty of the light is also down to the quality of the materials used, predominantly bleached stone, known as Savonnière stone. It is found in the Meuse.
Another material is chalk. Extracted from the surrounding area, it was used to decorate the vaulting and some of the walls, such as the triforium.
The transport of the material gave rise to a local expression, the saying aller à l'épine, or in English, to go to l'épine. It means to work for nothing. The story goes that people from surrounding villages brought these Savonnière stone here on their carts for the glory of God. In other words, they weren't paid for it.